Hey guys, welcome back. This is Nerd at Work, and I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah. I hope you guys are doing great. I haven't been doing podcasts lately, and I apologize. I've been pulling content together, and by the time I get it all ready to go, it's kind of past, and it's a has-been. So it's hard to keep up on these things. So I thought I'm just going to do this one. I've been thinking about this one for a while. I'm going to talk a little bit about Halo, which I think I'm late on the bandwagon a few years. But anyway, let me tell you my opinion of Halo. So Halo, I've been playing Halo Infinite, which is the newest one. It's in 2021. You know, it's a first-person shooter game, and it's developed by 343 Industries and published by Xbox Studios, Xbox Game Studios or whatever. It is the sixth, you know, game in the Halo series, which I've played and messed around with other Halo games, but never really gave it a try. So, you know, this campaign follows the human super soldier Master Chief, which is really cool. I like him. I think the characters look really cool. I just think the whole concept's cool. I'm not a huge fan of Halo, but I respect it, you know. And this is his fight against the enemy banished on, you know, on the, you know, against the oh my gosh, what do they call those guys? See, I'm new to it. The Collective? No, the Hive. Is it the Hive? That's what it is. I'm thinking the Collective. What are they called? The Borg. So I'm a big nerd, so I'm getting my Halo and my Star Trek mixed up. So anyway, this game is pretty good. I didn't buy the game. I'm on Xbox, so I did the Game Pass. And Game Pass for me was $1 for a month trial. So I paid $1. I did the Halo download, Halo Infinite, and I launched it and I started playing the campaign, which to me, I'm not a very good gamer. So I kind of struggled with it. And then I realized I had it on difficult or something. And I was wondering why I kept dying so fast. And I'm thinking, how are 6-year-olds playing this dang game? I can't even get shots in left and right. I'm dying. So I realized I had it on the hardest setting, I think. So I kicked it back a little bit so I can enjoy the campaign a little freer. Also, which got me into the game, I started watching the Halo series on Paramount. And it's loosely based on a video game. I mean, there's some things that they've kind of changed a little bit. And it's 343 Industries, but this one's Amblin TV, which is Steven Spielberg. So, graphic-wise, it's very cool. The Covenant. Is that what I said? What did I call them? Anyway, it just clicked in my head. The Covenant. Or the bad guys. Anyway, the Halo show is pretty good. I think it's on episode 3 or 4. And I think they drop Friday nights. I've been enjoying it. They show Master Chief. They take his head off. Off with your head. They take his helmet off. And you can see what he looks like. Which is okay with me. I mean, maybe some fans might be bummed out about that. I didn't, because I'm not a huge fan. And, you know, so I've been enjoying the show. You know, it follows the Master Chief, you know, John 117. And you know what? Silly me. Like I said, I'm behind the times. I did not know Cortana. Now, I knew Cortana in Halo. And I knew Cortana on the Xbox. I did not put the two together. I did not know they were one and the same. And the person who does the voice on the Cortana on the Xbox is also the voice of the Cortana in Halo. If you don't know, Cortana is like a holographic support for Master Chief. In the show, he's kind of linked to his brainwave. He could pull her up whenever he wants and talk to her and it's kind of a brainwave thing where I don't know if it's the same in the game. She just kind of appears on these areas. Maybe he pulls her out. I don't know. Like I said, I'm really new to it. And on top of that, I bought myself a Halo Master Chief Spartan Collection toy. Now, normally, I'm a nerd. I don't open my toys. But right now, if you watch me on Twitch and stuff, I mentioned I don't have my camera on because I'm kind of redoing my game room. Right now, my game room, if you know me, which I'm sure you do, is all Overwatch. And I love Overwatch. I just want variety. I don't want it just all Overwatch. So I'm trying to change it out a bit with putting some a Master Chief action figure in there. And I bought some Spawn action figures. And I bought, if you remember the Disney Gargoyle show, I bought some action figures of them that are coming out. And I thought I would kind of incorporate these within my game room instead of having it all just strictly Overwatch. I think I want to incorporate it, put some eye candy in there, so kind of changes things. People kind of look at Easter eggs through my game room, maybe not really Easter eggs, but you know what I mean. It's not just Overwatch, you know. So I'm kind of redesigning my game room slightly, not much. It's still the same look, just changing from all Overwatch to incorporating some different characters in there. So anyway, I bought myself a Master Chief. I'm going to put him up there. I would love to get a Cortana. They don't have a Cortana in the series I bought that I know of. And the Cortanas that are out there are kind of expensive. If you know Frankensons, I might take a trip down there and see what I could find. They have a lot of loose action figures. So I'm hoping maybe I could find a cool Cortana to put in the room next to the Halo Master Chief. Anyway, so my overall opinion, I played multiplayer against bots. I wasn't ready to go up against real players because I don't really know how to play the game. So right now I'm putting my feelers out on Halo. I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying the show really well. I think I want to go back and watch those shows that were out, like the cartoon ones that came out. I say cartoon, you know, digital graphic ones. I think it was called Reach and some other one. They made a couple different ones. I thought I would go back and watch and see if I liked those. But anyway, this is my Halo podcast. I have a few more podcasts coming up. I want to do one on some comics and stuff I've been getting back into and some action figures. So look forward for that one. Anyway, as always, if you would like to reach out to me, it's shotgunmessiah6@gmail.com. Also, I have an answer and question area on most of these podcasts. You know, I'll put a question there and you guys feel free to answer it. Just some fun things. You guys always reach out to me and I appreciate it. I always look forward to your opinions and comments and what to do next. And I really appreciate you guys following and I appreciate you guys hanging out and listening. As always, take care, and until next time, nerd out.